Welcome to TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM Autograph Collector, sponsored by SportsCardForum.com, the ultimate in sports card trading and discussion. And now, here's our host, Jeff Baker.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Season 1, Episode 31 of TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM Autograph Collector. My name is Jeff Baker, and I'm your host, and welcome to the program. I want to welcome you, for we have a lot of new listeners lately, so if you're a new listener to the program, we welcome you to the program and hope you enjoy. We have a nice, fun interview with Mr. Dave Strege, who was the new editor of Sports Collectors Digest. We talk collecting, we talk about TTM, we talk about some of his plans for the magazine, and I think it's a pretty interesting interview from someone who covers our hobby, and I hope you really enjoy our interview. As I said, my name is Jeff Baker. I'm the host of the program. If you need to get a hold of me via email, my email address is ttmcast@yahoo.com. You can send any suggestions, any comments about the program directly to me at my email address. Our podcast is available all over the place, anywhere podcasts are available. One fun way to listen to our podcast is if you have an Alexa device, just say, Alexa, play TTM podcast, and you can hear the latest episode of our podcast or hear all the episodes of our podcast. As I said, we are on episode 31 of our first season. We have all sorts of fun interviews scheduled, so we have a lot of things coming up. And let's get right into our first segment, which is Baker's Dozen. I just want to let everyone know our next show will be next week, November 17th. The podcast posts either Saturday night or Sunday of that weekend. So we're hoping to post the next episode on November 17th. As I said earlier, I want to welcome all our new listeners. We've got a lot of new listeners recently, thanks to our relationship that we've established with sportscardforum.com, and also we've been promoting it a lot lately, so hopefully you're, as a new listener, you enjoy our program. Please spread the word if you're a current listener, so we can promote the program, get more people to listen, and hopefully get more guests. I went to the Greater Boston Sports Collectors Show in Wilmington, Massachusetts last weekend. Went both Saturday and Sunday. And Mike Jocelyn and his team at SureShot did a great job in promoting the show and bringing in a lot of autograph guests. There were tons and tons of vendors. The place was packed in terms of people selling vintage cards and selling unopened packs and all sorts of collectibles. And there was PSA was there, and Beckett was there, and Heritage Auction people were there, and there were all sorts of great people to talk to about the hobby. There was tons of people signing autographs and autograph guests. I got to talk to a lot of them while I was there, and hopefully we'll have some of those autographs guests as future guests on the podcast. A couple guests did not show up, and I was kind of upset about that in terms of I was hoping to get some cards for my some of the sets I was collecting. Rod Carew did not show up. Thurman Thomas canceled. Lee Smith was not there. Eric Estrada was not there. But other than that, he had a lot of great guests. I got to meet Lawrence Taylor from the New York Giants Hall of Famer, and I got him to sign a card for my 1992 game day set. I also got to meet Roman Pfeiffer from the New England Patriots, and he played for the Rams, and he was an awesome person to talk to, and got a picture with him, and got a picture with Lawrence Taylor as well, and got Roman Pfeiffer to sign a card for my 1992 game day set. So all in all, it was a fantastic show. Picked up a bunch of stuff. Picked up a 1986 Topps baseball set for $3. Picked up a unopened box in 1988 and 1990 Donruss for $5 a piece. I picked up a bunch of update sets for $1 a piece. I picked up a 1965 Topps rub-off card of the New England Patriots for my New England Patriots set that I needed. Got all sorts of cool insert cards for cheap money. So I had a great time. Didn't spend too much money on the 2 days of the show, but had fun. Got to see some friends. And all in all, I thought it was a great show. So I look forward to that show every year. And we're having a little lull for shows, I think, for the rest of the year, but hopefully we will get back into shows. I know this is a show in Cranston, Island, in February that I'm hoping to attend, and a couple shows, and then there's a show in April, and hopefully we'll get to the national dish next year in Atlantic City. Now on to the Vern Rapp Minute. Vern Rapp Minute is dedicated to Mr. Vern Rapp, who passed away. And I had sent him a TTM request a couple of years after he passed away, not realizing that he was no longer with us. So I do this as a service to my fellow collectors so that they don't have the same faux pas as I do by sending out a TTM request to a person that passed away. So luckily, we only have one person that passed away in the past week. It was Jim LeClair, who played linebacker for the Cincinnati Bengals. Sorry about that. Mr. Jim LeClair, who played linebacker for the Cincinnati Bengals from 1972 to 1983. He passed away this past week, and our condolences to him and to his family. So we're sorry for your loss. Now on to returns. It's been a kind of slow week in terms of returns, but I've been kind of slacking in the last couple weeks because work has been really busy. But I did get a couple of returns, some older returns. I got Gene Littles, who played for the St. Louis Spirits in the WABA. This is on a 1974-75 Topps card, and this took over 2 years to get back, but Mr. Littles signed the card in blue pen, and ooh, great addition to my collection. I got a return from Al Bumbry from the Baltimore Orioles for a 1978 Topps, my 1978 Topps set. This, again, another took about 2 years to get back, but great signature, nice and bold, and blue Sharpie. So I've seen Al Bumbry has been catching up on his mail requests, and was very appreciative to get that one back. As I said, I got Lawrence Taylor and Roman Pfeiffer on 92 game days cards at the show in Wilmington this past weekend. And I also had a nice pickup. I picked up six 1978 Topps cards for my set at the show for only $1 a piece. So I was very happy about that. I got Clay Carroll for $1 from the Chicago White Sox. I know he charges now to sign, I think, $5, so I consider that a win. I got Chris Chambliss from the New York Yankees. I've been trying to get him for a year and a half now and have not had any luck getting Chris Chambliss. So I bought a Chris Chambliss card. I'm very happy to add that to my collection. I got Jerry Remy, who was the voice of the Boston Red Sox on television here on NESN, and he's on the Angels on this card, and it's signed in blue pen, but it's still a nice addition to the set. I got a 1978 rookie card, Bruce Taylor of the Detroit Tigers in blue pen. And I got Bill Robinson from the Pittsburgh Pirates, a nice black Sharpie on 1978 Topps card. And lastly, I picked up a Warren Cremonti card. This is an OPJ version. I don't think he even has a card in 1978, but it signed in a nice blue Sharpie, and it's a nice addition. It doesn't go for the set, but I'm gonna include it in with my set because this is a 1978 OPG card, and very happy to get that. I'm gonna try to start sending out a bunch of cards in the next couple days. I actually have Monday off for Veterans Day, so I'm gonna do some TTM on Monday, and then I took Friday off as well, so I'm gonna do some TTM this week, and hopefully we'll get some cards out and get some more returns. As I said, the returns have been slowing down lately, but that's kind of my fault because I haven't probably sent out anything in about 2 or 3 weeks. And to close out the episode, as always, we have an interview. This week, we interviewed Mr. Dave Strege, who is the new editor of Sports Collectors Daily, and hopefully you enjoy our interview.
This week's interview is brought to you by SportsCardForum.com, the ultimate in sports card trading and discussion.
Joining us on TTM Cast Hotline is Mr. Dave Strege, who is the new editor of Sports Collectors Digest. Welcome to the program, Dave.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
I'm very pleased to talk to you. I love your publication and what you guys have been doing recently. So I'm really thrilled to learn what's going on and learn about some of the background and what brought you to your new position.
Sure. Yeah, my background is as a sports writer in Southern California, actually. I've covered UCLA football and basketball, covered the Angels and Dodgers, covered playoff hockey, the Kings, when Gretzky was there, covered the Rams, covered the Clippers, and so I've covered some of the big events, the Final Fours, a Super Bowl, some NBA championships, things like that, and I ended up, where the newspaper business went when we hit the 2000s, and one thing led to another, and I went online to Yahoo Sports as a copy editor, and just one thing led to another, and heard about the opening at the Sports Collectors Digest, and here I am.
Well, yeah, you're kind of living my Walter Mitty life, if you will. I've done all the things I wish I could have done. So I'm agreeing with envy. So
yeah, it was fun while it lasted. The travel was a little hectic, but.
Yeah, I was in newspaper biz when I first started and got scared away because of the low pay and went into advertising and marketing.
Probably a smart move.
in the long run, yes. But
yeah.
So you've been with Sports Collectors Digest for a little more than a couple months now?
Right. Yeah, it's been a friend. Kind of getting my feet wet, kind of know the territory now a little bit better.
And I know you have a great love of collecting, and Nolan Ryan has a soft spot in your heart. How did that come about?
Yeah, so I was reading a blurb in the LA Times in their morning briefing one day, and they mentioned that Nolan Ryan's rookie card was worth $1,200. And it's like, I got to thinking, I thought, I've got that card. And so I dug into my cigar boxes, and sure enough, I had the card, and it was in, really good shape. It wasn't centered, so it probably wouldn't be a mint, but it was, sharp corners, and it was fairly clear. And I just started going to, I thought, well, maybe I should collect them all. And so I did. I started going to the small shows and the big shows. The National was in Orange County for a couple of years. I'm not sure how long, but I went to one of those. And
yep, I was there back in the early 90s, maybe?
Yes, like 1990 or 91 or somewhere around there, yeah. And it was pretty crazy. I ended up actually collecting all of the Topps cards of Nolan Ryan from rookie to retirement. So, yeah, that's kind of – and I've had some memorabilia along the way. I've just collected my father had – he was a traveling salesman and ran into Casey Stengel one day in New York and got his autograph on his business card. So I've got that. And then, of course, being a sports writer, you go to Final Fours and you get little press pins. So I've got press pins from kind of the mid-80s, mid to late 80s. And I remember leaving one time. One guy said, hey, can I buy your press pin for $100? And, at the time, I didn't really think about that much, but I thought, no, I just want to keep it as kind of a keepsake. And I don't know, I think I should have probably sold it to him based on some prices lately. But,
now, how do you have your Nolan Ryan cards displayed someplace in a man cave or in your office? Or?
No, I don't have that. I've got them in most of the best cards in a safe, fireproof safe.
Well, that's no fun. You want them out when you can look at them.
I know. One of these days I need to bring them all out and kind of display them, maybe take pictures of them and that sort of thing.
Now, are you a collector of autographs at all?
No, not really. Only the ones that have, you know, have come my way. The only one I really asked for was Arnold Palmer. My brother is a golf writer at Golf Digest, and he gave me the address to Arnold Palmer. I said, because I had given him a photo to get Arnie's autograph. It was somebody had given me this huge photo of Arnie coming off the green at a PGA championship, and I'm not sure which year it was, but it was a great picture, and I always thought, you know, it'd be great to have Arnie's autograph on this thing. So I gave it to my brother, and he never kind of got it done. Finally gave me the picture back and gave me the address to send it, so I did. I sent it off, and at the time, Arnie was just, he signed it prolifically. I mean, he was always answering his mail. He was really good about that. And sure enough, I sent it off to his address, and he sent it back and autographed it for me. And it was really great. But another autograph just came to me was in the late 80s. I was doing a story on John Wooden and his fantasy camps. And I ended up going to his condominium in Encino and interviewing him there, and at the end he pulls out this folder of all his Pyramid of Successes. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but and he pulled one out and he just autographed it for me and gave it to me. So it was like, not that I asked for it, but I sure wasn't going to turn it down. So that was kind of a special moment.
Yeah, that's neat. Now, I would think as a sports writer it'd be kind of strange to ask for autographs for people that you're interviewing or interact with on a daily basis.
Right.
Are you uncomfortable about that?
Yeah, no, we don't. Yeah, I never really collected autographs. Yeah, that was kind of a no-no in the industry.
Now that you've completed your Nolan Ryan sets or card run, if you will, is there anything else that you're looking to start collecting now that you're back in focusing on the hobby?
Actually, I'm kind of looking into what do I do with some of the, I mean, I've got just a ton of common cards. I've got Reggie Jackson's rookie card, and, you know, looking into the more of the selling aspect of, you know, how do you sell these things, and kind of learning that aspect. I'm not sure I want to add to the collection, but, I mean, you know, who knows when something new comes out and it looks good. It's surprising to see some a card like Mike Trout coming out, who's, you know, he's not that old, and then one of his cards I thought I sold for like $17,000 or something like that.
Yeah, it's kind of strange, isn't it?
It amazed me.
Well, we're speaking with Dave Strage. Dave is a brand new editor. He's been in the jar for a couple months now of Sports Collectors Digest. Sports Collectors Digest, of course, is one of the primary voices of the industry and the hobby. They cover everything from vintage cards to auctions, and they're actually been covering TTMs lately, and I want to compliment you guys. I've been really tuned in to what you've been doing the last couple months, and I love some of the stories that you've been running. The Signatures for Soldiers story was fantastic.
Yeah, I love that one.
And I actually had Tim as a guest a while ago. Greg Bates did a great article on the Baseball Card Exchange that I didn't know much about, but I got someone in the background of it. And I think you guys are starting to write for me.
Great. That's good to hear.
So I don't know if it's your doing or not, but under your guidance, but I think this your story ideas are hitting home.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. We have a marvelous stable of writers. They come up with some great ideas. And what I like, I really like the story, the stories of the collectors. How did they come to be a collector, or how did they find this collectible item? You know, or did they find it in an attic in Grandpa's, you know, old house or whatever?
Is that going to be a regular feature in the magazine now?
Yeah, I just started doing a Collector's Corner, and if readers are out there, they got a good story, I'd love to hear it for sure.
Okay. Well, give a couple plugs. You know, you can get 1 year issue, 1 year, 26 inches, just for $26, which is probably the best buy in the country. And I'm going to ask for that for Christmas.
Great.
And I get the new e-newsletter every, I go, is it every week or every
yeah, it's every Thursday it comes out.
Yeah, so I get that, and I really enjoy it and devour it. You guys are on social media. You're on Twitter at SCD Magazine. You're also on Facebook at Sports Collectors Digest. So you're kind of all over the place. Do you see social media being a key platform that you're going to use?
Yes, moving forward. Yeah, moving forward, all the collectible entities are getting upgrades with their websites, and we're in the process of doing that at SCD as well. I must admit it, right now it's lacking, but hopefully within the next couple of weeks we'll be getting that up and running and looking good. And the magazine itself, we're hoping to increase the paper stock so that it'll look a little better than what it is now. So there's some changes coming down the pipe.
Now, how about any focusing on TTM, because we're a TTM podcast? Is you're going to have some more focusing on TTM?
We have a story on podcasts that's scheduled to run in the next issue or so.
Well, hope you'll include mine.
Yeah, I haven't looked at the story yet. He better have included yours.
Well, drop him a line and say, hey, talk to Jeff Baker over at TTM Cast. And we've been doing this for about a year, and we can use the pub.
Yes, for sure. Great.
So I'm looking forward to seeing that. Is there anything else you want to mention, in your time? I know you have a meeting to go to, and I appreciate you joining us today.
Sure, yeah. Our next issue is the annual holiday gift guide, and that's coming out that people can take a look at. And talking about Collector's Corner, we have a gentleman who had an autograph from Mickey Mantle, and Mickey Mantle, it's quite an interesting story of how he obtained the autograph and how Mickey actually remembered him like 8 years later as the kid that he hit a home run for.
Oh, wow.
Pretty interesting. I love the story. I'm hoping in the next issue or maybe the next issue after that, I'm not sure.
Now, there's a lot. I'm sure you've dealt with a lot of athletes in your day. Is there anyone that you have on your wish list that you'd like to talk to or feature that you haven't had a chance to?
Yeah, I don't really. I haven't really given that much thought, quite frankly. I know we want to feature the new Hall of Fame president, Tim Mead. He was the Angels public relations person for the longest time, and I know him pretty well. And
yeah, they have a new exhibit. I haven't had the chance to get up. I'm in the Boston area, so I'm
not in the Hall of Fame.
But have you been to the Hall of Fame recently?
No, I haven't, unfortunately. I'm on the West Coast and haven't really visited that area.
But yeah, they have a new baseball card exhibit.
Yes, exactly, right.
So I'm going to try to make it up there before the weather gets bad.
Yeah, that would be a good destination, especially for any memorabilia collectors, and that would be awesome to go to.
Now, do you get to many shows? Do you get to go to many shows?
So I just started the job. I am planning to be at the National. I'm not sure how many other shows that I'll take in between or after that one, but I know I'll be going to that one. I guess that's the granddaddy of them all, right?
Yeah, that's a great show. It's in Atlantic City next year.
Right.
So you get to get in the right time zone.
Yeah, exactly. I know I see a lot of people complaining, when is the National going to come back to Southern California? I'm not sure if they ever will, but it'd be nice if they did.
Yeah, the Anaheim show was very good. I went, whenever it was a 90 or 91, I was actually living in Las Vegas, and we drove out to Anaheim for the show for a couple of days, and had a great show there.
Yeah, that was really the crazy thing that I remember was these two guys that had a card, and I have no idea what the card was. It's way back when, but they must have had 100 of these cards, and they had a group of people around them. They were selling each card for like $20, and it was going like crazy. People were give me one. $20s are going like crazy. All of a sudden, they said, "Okay, it's $40," and then people continued. I don't know what they got up to. I think they probably got up to $100 a card. It was almost like the stock market or something. It was pretty remarkable.
Well, That's funny. Now, just one last question, and then I'll let you go. I appreciate your time. We're speaking with Dave Strege. He is the editor of Sports Collectors Digest. He's been on the job for a couple months, and I recommend that you go, if you haven't been, check out the site and his magazine. It's sportscollectorsdigest.com. You can get 1 year of the Sports Collectors Digest, 26 issues for just $26, which I said earlier is a bargain. They have a weekly newsletter that you can sign up for free and go on the site and sign up for that. They're on social media, on Sports Collectors Digest on Twitter, at SCD Magazine on Twitter, and they're on Facebook at Sports Collectors Digest. I'm sure they'll be on Instagram soon. How about on YouTube? Are you guys on YouTube at all?
No, I haven't explored any kind of video. I'm not sure how that would work, but you never know.
You never know. So what do you see as the future of the hobby, and what do you feel is, you know, going to be your meat and potatoes and bread and butter in the next year or two in terms of things that you want to focus on?
Well, I'm just surprised at just how much the hobby has grown even since the Nationals from 1990. I mean, it just astounds me, and I can't even imagine what it might be like in 20 years. I know with SCD, again, I reiterate my kind of desire to feature some of the more interesting stories of collectibles, how people got them, or basically feature stories about the readers and collectors. That's kind of my focus moving forward.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of good, because it's kind of putting a face on the hobby as opposed to being a corporate thing with just, you know, Tops and Upper Deck and Donruss. I think the people make the hobby, and
right.
You know, finding out what people. I'm always interested to find out what people are collecting and how they display it and how they present it and what they're doing with their hobby and the things that they acquire, and it's always interesting. I know you guys did an article on the World Series tickets.
Right.
That they're auctioning off. And you want to say a little about that? Do you?
Yeah, that gentleman, just amazing story. When I saw that they were auctioning off World Series tickets from 1908 to the present, it's like, how does somebody get a collection like that? And so that's what kind of interested me about that. And come to find out, I mean, he bought on and just scoured the internet and looked for unused tickets from those events, and it was like the number one World Series collection of tickets by PSA. I mean, it was astounding. To those kinds of stories, I mean, intrigue me. Just like you say, they intrigue you too.
Yeah, and I know what I like. You guys did a interesting story on the 1967 sticker test issues, just like things that are kind of offbeat.
Yes,
always catch my interest in that. And I really like the Baseball Card Exchange story, because, you know, everyone knows Baseball Exchange, but no one knows how it came about and who said, oh, I'm going to focus on unopened packs, you know, 15 or 20 years ago when no one really cared about them.
Exactly. Who figured, you know, who figured that would actually be a great profession for that guy? I got
right.
Two unopened boxes that I got in probably 90, I want to say 94, 95 of Upper Deck. I think they're basketball cards. And, you know, so I just kept them unopened. I didn't even think that they might be valuable unopened. But
right. So who knows what's the next hot thing is, or what's going to spark someone's interest.
Exactly.
I started collecting 1992 game day football cards, the big ones. I don't know if you've seen those.
I don't recall those, yeah.
They're game day. They put out they're kind of like the tall boys, like the 65 football cards, but they came out in 1992, and I've been sending them out to get autographs, and I wrote an article for one of your competitors, and I get people, you know, two, three times a day, someone sends me an email, oh, I saw your article, and I'm really interested in this set that's kind of long and forgotten. So I think people collect weird things sometimes, and it sparks other people's interest. So I think that's...
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's a great focus. So once again, We're talking with Dave Strege. Dave is the brand new editor for Sports Collectors Digest. Dave, you want to drop your give an email address or
sure, yeah, yeah. You? Especially you guys have any good stories out there? I'd be happy to hear from you. It's D, and then my last name Strege, Strege, at AIM, A-I-M, Media, M-E-D-I-A, .com. AIM Media is all one word. So dstrege at aimmedia.com.
Well, Dave, good luck in your position. Please stay in touch. If you ever want to come on the program, you're always welcome. If there's something you want to promote or something that you have new in the hobby that you want to talk about, you're always welcome to join us. I thank you for your time. And please reach out to the guy that's doing the podcast and make sure he contacts me.
Very good. I will. Jeff, hey, thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, that wraps up another edition of TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM Autograph Collector. My name is Jeff Baker, and I've been your host. If you have any questions, concerns, feedback about the show, please email me at ttmcast@yahoo.com. I'd like to thank Mr. Dave Strege for joining us this week for our interview. Our next show will be Sunday, November 17th. And as always, I'd like to thank you, the listener, for joining us and wishing you many happy returns. Have a great day.